Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, folks. The Vikings are keeping us busy these days. And so now as they get their general manager in place, who do you want for the head coach? You want Todd Bowles, Nathaniel Hackett from Green Bay, Dan Quinn from the Cowboys, Jonathan Gannon from Philadelphia. Is he doing anything for you? Or Raheem Morris from the Rams? That's who I've got on my list. Raheem Morris, Rams defensive coordinator. Todd Bowles, defensive coordinator, Tampa Bay. Nathaniel Hackett, Green Bay offensive coordinator. Dan Quinn, Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator. Jonathan Gannon, defensive coordinator, Philadelphia Eagles. And that's who I got. Three of them have head coaching experience. Two do not. But you got to pick one. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. So who should be the next head coach of the Minnesota Vikings if Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is going to be the general manager? Now, we don't know a lot about Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. He's been in Cleveland for some time. And what happened today was they had two finalists lined up, he and Ryan Poles. Poles from Kansas City. I always kind of thought they wanted Poles. And Poles went to Chicago for a second interview, and it sounds like he's taking that job, or he's at least deep into negotiations, and usually those don't fall apart, particularly when it's a guy getting his first GM job. It's not like he's still aspiring to climb the ladder. Now, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, same thing, never been a GM before. He's 40 years old, played basketball at Princeton. So he's got an athletic background, but not the same as the NFL. But he knows something about competing for sure, and he must be pretty sharp. He's worked in the private sector, etc. But can he run an NFL team? I have no idea. And so now you try to put, what would he think, and who are these people that he might like as coaching candidates? And I don't know what his aptitude is for that. I believe I'm onto something here. As I go out and about and I talk to different folk and learn different things about the quantifying process of the Minnesota Vikings, I believe that Rob Brzezinski, who is their salary cap guru, longtime employee of the Vikings, gets great respect from the internally and from the Will family, does a lot with the salary cap. And he's on the committee. I've given you the committee names before. But Andrew Miller is kind of the business side. He's there too. Ryan Munoz, Sarah Deppner, Jamal Stevenson. I think that's it. But I think that he's calling the shots. And the reason I say that is he has connections to both Poles and Adofo-Mensah. Adofo-Mensah, I believe it was his assistant at Cleveland was at one time Rob's assistant, so he'd have a real in and pipeline into his character and into deciding whether or not this guy should be a candidate. And these two people he's connected to through Mr. Ball in Kansas City, from what I'm told, and Mr. Mensah, he has connections to. So that tells me that he must be carrying the heaviest hammer on that committee, because it looks like it's the people that he wanted to interview for this job that have got a chance now. And so now that if Mensah takes the job, which I would think he would, now you got to get a head coach. Who do you want? You want Raheem Morris? You want Todd Bowles? You want Nathaniel Hackett? You want Dan Quinn? You want Jonathan Gannon? I'm not going to give you O'Connell. I don't think he's in play. There's some others on the list that I don't think are in play. Now, further complicating this is that Sean Payton resigned today. He's walking away from the New Orleans Saints, and now there's another opening. And that opening could get filled with someone that they covet. We don't know. We don't know how New Orleans thinks about these things, but it could get filled with, with someone who the Vikings like as well. That might see New Orleans as a better setup than here. But I'm asking you specifically, Raheem Morris, Todd Bowles, Nathaniel Hackett, Dan Quinn, Jonathan Gannon, or none of the above, and you've got somebody else on your list. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Do you want Raheem Morris because he's a defensive coordinator of the Rams? They were able to, there were a couple of sputters and stops there, but they were able to ultimately beat Tom Brady, shut him down for 3.5 quarters. Do you want Todd Bowles from Tampa Bay? Because they've had a pretty good defense all year, although some would question the blitz and leaving Antoine Winfield one-on-one with Cooper Kupp at the end. But in general, he's got head coaching experience. He's been in the New York Jets, and he probably learned some things there. Is he ready for this next step? I don't know. Nathaniel Hackett is the offensive coordinator from Green Bay. Now what if you found out that Hackett and Aaron Rodgers had really gelled as a team, that the two of them had really hit it off and were seeing the game the same way, and a bond was formed during the year, and they it's an unbreakable bond because they enjoy the work of each other and they respect each other so much. Let's just say hypothetically then that Hackett says, Aaron, I'm going to Minnesota. You're a free agent. What do you say? What do you see? Come over here. They're going to cut ties with Kirk Cousins if you'll come here, and we got some money we can pay you then. And you and I won't just go back to Green Bay. We'll go back there and float, man, and we'll do it. Remember what Favre did to you, Aaron? Remember how hard that was that first year that he came back and he beat you twice? We're going to do that same thing to Green Bay, and they're not going to have a chance. They're not going to know what hit them. And you're going to be wearing the purple and gold, the Minnesota Vikings. If Hackett offered you that package, would you jump on it and make him the head coach? 651-461-9226. Dan Quinn is a really interesting option. I know the Broncos are interested, he and Hackett. And the reason that I don't think he'll get the Vikings is because he reminds some people of Mike Zimmer, in the old school, let's get after it, let's play hard defensive coordinator approach to things. But he was pretty darn good as a coordinator. Here's a text that came in. Byron Leftwich, offensive coordinator for Tampa Bay. Don't know enough about him. He played, he's quarterback in the league. He's got experience. What happens with he and Hackett is simple. You don't know how much they're doing and how much their quarterback is doing. In other words, how much of a game plan does your quarterback really need when he's really good at reading defenses? What can you really do for him? Jonathan Gannon, I'm told, has been energetic at his interviews with both Denver and the Vikings and been impressive. He's a defensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm hearing he's impressed some people. I don't know if it's to the extent that you make a run at him, but I'm just hearing that he's impressed some people with what he's had. And so now, if you are Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, he probably already has his guy in mind. But who would you vote for out of that list? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Who would you hire if you were him? Who would you bring in to turn this sucker around? Who is it that can get the Vikings back to the playoffs? You may have somebody else out there that we don't know about. But you got to make the call now, because it's always easy to second guess after somebody doesn't perform or does perform and say, yeah, that's what I would have done, or I never would have done it that way. Step up and let's find out what you got. Find out if you got some chops out there. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Do you vote for Raheem Morris, Todd Bowles, Nathaniel Hackett, Dan Quinn, Jonathan Gannon, or none of the above and you have someone else on your mind? I think that, well, I don't want to say that. I'll let you people decide. But the Vikings have a lot of things that they need to get figured out here. And this general manager is going to have to put some things and implement some things in place to restore to an extent that the players feel comfortable that he's the guy to hire the next head coach. So he's got to win the players over. They've got to trust him in that. Because if they hire someone that he does that the players don't like, this ship is going to sink real quick, and people are going to be exiting as quick as they can. And not only that, but the power of the exit is this. When you exit and you tell other players that you don't like being there, then you have a real problem, a real culture problem. And the Minnesota Vikings could go either way right now. They could have players that are going to play out contracts and can't wait to get out of here, or they could be reengaged and say, we've got enough talent here, we're going to make a run to the playoffs. But we have to believe in the coach and his philosophy as to where he's taking us. We have to believe that the culture has changed for us to play hard for him, or to want to be here, or to think positive thoughts in practice. All those things are in play if you're a Minnesota Vikings player right now. Text us or call us, 651-461-9226. Raheem Morris, Todd Bowles, Nathaniel Hackett, Dan Quinn, Jonathan Gannon. Those are your choices, but you can add any. Just make sure that it makes sense. This is Sports to the Max on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, let's get some calls going here. We got texts coming. How about some people stepping up and actually having the kahunas to call into this show? 651-461-9226. I've given you a list of options. If they've got the GM in place, who do you hire as head coach? Raheem Morris, Todd Bowles, Nathaniel Hackett, Dan Quinn, Jonathan Gannon. I know you're going, I'm not even quite sure who a lot of those guys are. But you should if you're going to be part of Viking Nation. You don't get to be part of Viking Nation if you don't know the names of previous head coaches that are not coordinators. That's just the way it is. And you got to be ready to heap praise on these people when they get here. And you need to be up to date. Raheem Morris is coaching at the Rams, and they did a pretty good job against Tampa until the end of the game. And even then, they weren't that bad. It was their offense that could give them the ball back. He spent a couple years in Tampa. I hear mixed reviews about him. Todd Bowles, I hear better things about. He was at the New York Jets and then went down to Tampa, and I just hear he knows the game well. I hear Dan Quinn knows the game really well. In Atlanta now, we had Ryan Harris on the other night. Ryan did the game nationally, by the way, on the radio over the weekend. And he lives out in Denver, and he played for the Broncos, and they won a Super Bowl championship. And he wanted nothing to do with Dan Quinn. For whatever reason, did not like him, did not like his resume, did not like what he had done in Atlanta, did not think he was a winner. And I thought he was impressive, you know, running the defense for Dallas. I don't know. Someone texted in and said, how about Tony Dungy? His name will come up every time that there's an opening. Now, how would you like to wake up every day if you're Tony Dungy and know that anytime you want, you can get, I don't know, $10 million a year to coach? Or if you want to go be a college coach for $5 million, you can, or more. If you want to be an athletic director at any college where it opens up, you can just tell them you want it, and they will give you the job. You can pick anything that you want to do right now if you're Tony Dungy. He is that well regarded in this country. If you want to be a head football coach, you can be a head football coach. All you have to do is apply. If you want to be the general manager of an NFL team, just about every owner would love to have you. If you want to be a fill in the blank, the athletic director at a Big Ten school if it comes open, if he wants it, he can get it. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone as highly regarded as a leader as Tony Dungy. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone that reaches that level, in part because he doesn't believe that he reaches that level, because he's got this humility and this humbleness about him that's different than most. And so I knew when the Vikings opened this up that his name would come along. Let me give you an example. When Tony Dungy was with the Vikings, and there was talk about he was becoming a hot commodity, that he'd get a head coaching job somewhere else. And Dennis Green was kind of on the hot seat every year, though he won a lot of games. He's kind of on the hot seat. And there was a time, a suggestion that when I get rid of Green and move Dungy from defensive coordinator to head coach. Now, they never came close to entertaining that. But I also know that Dungy had said, no, Dennis Green brought me here. I owe it to Dennis Green that I'm defensive coordinator here. I'm not looking to take his job. And that's who he is. And that character just oozes with him. And it's played out time after time. And so he can have any job that he wants that comes up. I've never seen anybody as highly regarded as him. I did a symposium with he and Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, last spring. And it was only about a dozen people. And so it was kind of an off-the-record, no-holds-barred conversation. I'd ask questions, and people in this boardroom could ask questions. And when we got done after, we probably went an hour and a half, and we could have gone for 5 hours. It was that good. And when we got done with it, and I got out and I interviewed Tony and interviewed Kevin, and Kevin and I were sitting around talking for some time, and I said, you know, in the entirety of that conversation, symposium, whatever you want to call it, Q&A with the business leaders, Tony never once mentioned that he'd won a Super Bowl. Never said it. Never mentioned that he was the head coach of a team that won the Super Bowl. Because he just didn't have to, and it just wasn't that important to him as to why he was there that day. And it wasn't something that he thought would further the conversation or the cause at that time. And so I'm not saying it's not important to him. I'm just saying he didn't. 651-461-9226. Who do you choose as the Vikings' next head coach? Let's go to Dave in Minneapolis. Dave, you're on.
Yeah, Maxie, you got to use your connections and get on the horn and call Mike Tice, see if he'd be interested.
The Tice man is doing some work, interestingly enough, in Ohio. And in Canton, Ohio, they have a place there where they develop players that are they're off roster right now, but most of them have been in an NFL camp. And what they do is prepare these players so that if a team has someone go down, they can simply tap into that and look at some film and maybe call Mike and say, hey, we need a right tackle to back up our guy. You know, who do you like in your group there? And he's got a bunch of these college prospects and whatnot that didn't make a team that are sitting on the edge. And he can recommend somebody to go, and the NFL can send anybody they want from it. But it's in essence a place where the NFL can use almost a refuge to find football players. And Mike is down there with Dean Dalton and some others. And the one thing that Mike did, and this probably doesn't matter, and he's not going to be the next head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, is he retired, I believe, from football. And I think you do that. I think there's some reason to do that so that you get your full pension or whatever it is coming. You have to retire. I'm not sure about the how that all works, but he's probably got two healthy pensions coming from coaching and playing. If you play, you have to get to 3.3 years to be fully vested. If you're on the football side of the operations, coaching, scouting, etc., you have to get to 15 years, and then you're fully vested. He's probably fully vested in both, and if he is, he's making a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I appreciate the call, Dave. 651-461-9226. Leslie Frazier's not going to be the guy because he had a chance here. Everybody loved Leslie Frazier. But he's not going to get another crack at it. I think they'll go younger than that. And again, I've never met Adolfo Mensah, so I'm not quite sure what he's looking for. I got another one from D'Amico Ryans here. Take a look at him, and they interviewed him, and I just haven't heard anything that indicates that they would be incredibly interested in him or follow up. It could be, and I don't know. But they're going to have to name a coach here pretty soon, and that coach is going to have to sell some season tickets. He's going to have to get people on his side. He's going to have to get you people to follow him. Today, by the way, Peyton Manning was in town, ice fishing with John Randall. I called John and said, can you go on the show with us at 6:30? He says, I can't. I'm doing a Zoom interview, but it would have been fun to hear about his ice fishing expedition with Peyton Manning. And it would really be interesting to hear what Peyton Manning has to say about who he thinks are good GMs or good coaches, and if nothing else, the profile of what constitutes a good head coach. Sean Payton, another Peyton, not retiring, but stepping away from football today. And as head coach of the New Orleans Saints, and of course, the Vikings beat him twice in overtime, Kyle Rudolph, then, of course, Stephon Diggs in the Minnesota Miracle. Sean Payton was on the other end of both of Mike Zimmer's playoff wins. In fact, Zimmer's son Adam coached with Payton at one time. He also handed the Vikings one of their most disappointing playoff defeats of all time when Brett Favre threw the interception when they were on their way to the Super Bowl. All they had to do was get a field goal. New Orleans takes it, wins the game, and goes on to win the Super Bowl. Peyton's had a long and storied career there, including a Super Bowl championship. But he wants to take a step away from here. And I think it's two-pronged. Number one is he knows if he doesn't have a quarterback the caliber of Drew Brees, you can't win a Super Bowl. And he's playing for Super Bowls at this juncture of his career. Number two is, and I think this is incredibly important, I don't think that a human being is meant to coach an NFL team for more than maybe 10 years at the most. I don't think that we have the chemical or the emotional makeup to do more than 10 years anymore. I just think it's way too demanding. I think it asks way too much of you. I think it's way too much 24/7 every day. And I remember Lou Holtz saying that he thought that at Notre Dame, if you coach for 10 years, they should give you a year off and then come back to it because you just couldn't sustain it. And I think that's the same thing is true of an NFL job. I think when Mike Zimmer got to the end of his tenure here over the last couple of years, I think that what probably manifested himself in him was two things. Number one is he had made an incredible amount of money. So once you get to that point where you know you're never going to need to worry about money again, you probably are a little bit more liberal in what you say internally in letting your feelings be known, because you know the worst side of this thing is you're still okay financially. I believe the other part was there's a finite number of games and years that you have left to coach. At one point in time, it seems like you got forever. And now you get to that space, that point where, you know, if you don't win it here pretty soon, your career is going to be over and you will never have been the coach of a Super Bowl champion or even a Super Bowl team. And I think those two things boiled over inside him because he wanted it so bad and he knew that he was limited in how much time that he had left to get that done. And I think then sometimes probably your emotions get the better of you. Did you know a former Twin went into the Hall of Fame today? He did. Got the call to the hall. We'll tell you who that was, and we'll talk about the prospects of Major League Baseball playing on time. Ron Coomer joins us in the 7 o'clock hour, plus Natalie Darwitz. She was an Olympian. What's that like? All that straight ahead on this edition of Sports to the Max. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.